When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Jim Adler joins us now. He's the EVP of Office Service Group at NII Hifman. Did I say any of that right, Jim? Thank you for joining
us. You did. You said it all right. Appreciate it, John.
Yeah, because NII, I was looking it up. You guys are commercial real estate agents, right?
Yeah, we're a commercial real estate service company. So we have a large property management division that manages industrial and office properties. And then we have a brokerage division, which I'm a part of, that advises owners and occupiers of office and industrial real estate. Generally, mostly throughout the suburbs and a little bit in the city.
Well, then you're just the person I want to talk to. I saw the report came out. I imagine a lot of smart people who are in the know read that report and understood all of it. I was not one of those people, so I just wanted to kind of dive into it with you. And let's start with the good news. We are working, and we're working pretty well here in Chicago and the suburbs in terms of employment, right?
Absolutely. Chicago overall, and people don't realize it. In fact, Site Selection magazine had the Chicago suburbs as number three and number four, Chicago and its suburbs as the number one place for relocations for corporate America. So, the good news is we're doing just fine.
Wait, did you say we're number one for corporate relocation?
We are not number one. We are number three and number four, the city and the suburbs. Yes.
Oh, well, we'll take that. That's still pretty good. And the unemployment rate is 3.5% nationally. I think it's pretty similar around the city and suburbs. There's not too much of a disparity between the national number, is there?
There is not. We are, despite some of the negative headlines, we're doing okay.
Okay, that's good news. Now, what about the vacancies? What are we looking at? Let's start in the suburbs. How are the suburbs doing in terms of offices and maybe industrial sites in terms of filling those buildings with all businesses and things to do?
Yeah, there's definitely headwinds. I think the story in the suburbs has been the closure of some of the large corporate campuses. So whether you're talking about AT&T, Allstate, Baxter, Sears, Walgreens, BP, Amoco. The list goes on, but we've had sort of these large closures of large companies deciding to do something different with those office campuses, and some of those will become industrial or they'll become retail or multifamily or something else. But if to the extent that they stay as office properties and investors acquire them and try to multi-tenant them, then it becomes a little bit of a drag on vacancy. And so I think the story in the market is that large companies, throughout COVID and since 2020 have been shedding space and downsizing and right-sizing. And that has really been the headwinds that the market has experienced. And it's what's held vacancy, high and continuing to climb. But, the other side of that, I think, is that the economy has been pretty good over the past few years, and small business America, entrepreneurial America, those companies have been out leasing space and somewhat offsetting the give back from the large companies.
So not to make you say one number, but I'm going to simplify it for us. The vacancy rate in the suburbs is about what?
I'd say vacancy in the rate in the suburbs is about 24%, okay. Against what we're seeing in the CBD, which is upwards of 20%.
CBD,
so maybe combined overall, I'm on 22.
I'm on acronym police. What's CBD?
Oh, Chicago Business District. I'm sorry, Chicago. Yeah,
no, you're good. Chicago. So sorry, I cut you off there. So about 24% in the suburbs. What is it in the city?
It's about 20% in the city.
Okay. How does this compare to other areas? Are we doing better? Are we doing worse?
It depends. If you compare us to San Francisco, we're doing great. If you compare us to places like Dallas or places like Atlanta, maybe we're not doing as well as some of the Sun Belt cities. But it is consistent. I think across the country there has been I think some pressure for large offices and certainly in these cities where companies have had sometimes a hard part in getting people come back and return to the office. And we're just starting to see, those numbers increase in terms of a return to office. Generally, I think the consensus has been for large companies, it's sort of that hybrid model where it's, 2 to 3 days in the office as an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's helping, that's helping, you know, drive traffic back into the city, and it's helping, you know, the overall numbers as, you know, as we continue to return to office. But it's been a gradual increase, and it's just, you know, it's slow to recover, I would say.
Is this number sustainable? And I guess what I'm asking is, you know, obviously buildings are run and they're owned by people. They lease their space out. They get income from that. But these buildings often are paying their own mortgages. So just like any homeowner who's sitting at the kitchen table, how much income am I bringing in versus how much do I owe? Is this a potential to be a dire situation, or is this a number that can keep a lot of places still keep the lights on while they navigate the next few years?
Yeah, it's probably both. You know, I mean, I think that there's definitely going to be some dire situations. I think that, you know, there's certainly in the suburbs, there's obsolete real estate where, you know, companies just are not going to reoccupy a Class B or C building that doesn't have any amenities. On the other side of that, if you have a, you know, a high quality asset that's been reinvested in terms of its amenities, and maybe it's in the Oak Brook area or the Naperville area or even in Schaumburg, you know, those buildings are going to be okay. Companies are definitely attracted to higher quality assets, and many companies are exiting, you know, sort of the lower quality B and C properties where they may have used to have 20 to 30,000 square feet. And they're finding that they can right size their space with a flexible work environment and maybe take 10 or 15,000 square feet in a higher quality building. And so those buildings actually are performing at a pretty high level. And we expect that to continue. I think the groups left behind are the ones that are dated or antiquated or just don't have the amenities within the asset itself or the, you know, the surrounding area.
All right, I've got a minute for this question, and it deserves a longer answer. But you mentioned that Chicago and the suburbs are 3 and 4 in terms of bringing new businesses to the area. I believe that's kind of the stat you said. Does that mean that we're doing a better job playing nice and not trying to steal from each other, and in fact just welcome people to the area in general?
I do think so. You know, I serve on a board of a group called Choose DuPage, which is a public-private partnership generally promoting the interests of business in DuPage County. But Choose DuPage has partnered with World Business Chicago to create a greater Chicago economic partnership. And you know, it used to be that the suburbs and the city were always sort of competing for, you know, each other's companies. And I think the mindset now is that what's good for the city is good for the suburbs and vice versa. And so we're much better off promoting the greater Chicago region than we are trying to steal tenants from each other. And I think that's paid dividends. I think, you know, there's a lot of statistics about Illinois as being, you know, one of the premier destinations for corporate relocations. And I don't think people totally realize that, but we are, we're actually doing pretty good in that regard.
All right. Jim Adler, please come back again. I would love to have you on to talk about this stuff. Okay.
I appreciate you having me, John. Thanks very much.
That was really interesting. I love that we're not stealing businesses from each other back and forth and just moving headquarters back and forth. Let's widen the whole pie. Let's make it bigger for everyone.